Hi, if you're listening to this, then that means you're not deaf, which is a good sign. This is our second attempt at a podcast. Enjoy, or not, probably not, most likely.
They probably won't.
No. And you probably won't understand any of the Gary Coleman stuff.
Yeah.
I think that's spot on. I think that's Shoredom.
Shoredom what? Our intolerance for homosexuals. I just would like to say nobody at the KPP Oddcast is a homophobe.
I'm surprised you remember the name.
We said it about 800 times last time we did. I'm fucking going to forget it, am I?
It didn't roll off. It really didn't roll off at tongue, but
it's a
KPP
it's, yeah.
Podcast.
KPP Oddcast. We're doing it again. We're saying it name over and over again.
KPP Oddcast.
It's not a not the easiest of things to.
No, it's not. But get used to it. But either way, I was put it as KPP Cast anyway, so.
Oh, you're a fucking star.
But yes, it's correct. Gears. What are they like?
I don't know that many, to be honest. It's not Rotherham's not a thriving gear community.
Oh no, there were that club thing that's near in Rotherham.
Yeah, there were. We did have a gear bar.
Got what it was called, something like Minx or something, Blue Minx?
No, Blue Minx at strip club.
Oh, right.
Badger's Set, I believe.
Badger's Set?
I believe that's what it was called, yeah. I might have made that up.
Yes.
I'm sure they were called that.
Badger's Set.
I'm almost certain that's what, hang on.
Citation neither.
Badger's Set doesn't sound very gay, to be quite honest. It doesn't have very gay connotations, does it?
Look at the set of badges on that.
If I'm going to, like, do a gay bar, it'd be something like the Cottage or something like that.
Yeah. The Public Loos.
The Public Loos.
The Stiff Upper Lip.
Sure, it were called Badger's Set.
Badger's Set or Badger's Sat?
Set.
Set.
S-E-double-T, I believe. That's one I'm going to have to find out.
You're going to Google gay clubs in Rotherham?
Yeah, oh, no, I'm not doing that. Recommended search. Based on your viewing history, we recommend you.
Have you seen pubs, bars and clubs?
My Amazon's still let me covered since that last link. Some horse lube up.
Yeah.
Well, that weird.
Amazon review.
It recommends a club that's no longer open in Diva, which is...
What a Diva?
Diva's the other side of Liquid.
Ah. Correct.
For a while.
We're literally talking about gay clubs in Rotherham. Opening segment.
This is about 5 minutes.
Nobody can say that. We're not tolerant.
No, that's it. We're just... Yeah, I don't know what's happened.
The second official podcast, and we open up talking about gay clubs in Rotherham.
Lack of a gay community.
We're just promoting the gay community in Rotherham.
Come over to us.
Come over to us.
To our side.
San Francisco of England.
I'm just looking at fucking websites for gay clubs now. What's happened? Oh, this is not right. What the fuck am I doing? Stop!
Just wasting your time.
I think you do need to stop and reflect on your life.
I know, yeah. Just get a minute.
What's it all come to?
Oh, Jesus.
You joined a private chat and now you're talking about...
gay clubs?
Yeah.
Where's my phone?
What? Can't ring any up, are you?
I'm putting Grindr on. No, I'm send a text message to somebody who'll know what name that gay club.
You got contacts.
I have, yeah.
How are you going to do a text message? Is it going to, by the way, are you going to drop it in mid-sentence or are you just going to ask about that? It's a...
I'm just going to ask about that, right? You just tell me.
What's the name of that gay club in Rotherham?
So we abandoned gaming reviews with gay talk.
Gaming reviews.
I don't know what about it. I don't feel like I'm in a position to make a comment.
Hopefully next one's not sports update.
It won't be.
Michael, we all went quiet then. God, Christ.
I'm waiting on tenterhooks until this text comes.
Just, I'm still texting. I've got it. It takes me ages to type on this one.
All right. There's either a delay or people just decide to just go by AWOL.
I'm telling you, you're lagging.
I'm texting is what's happening here. I'm not saying it because I'm texting. I can only do one thing at a time.
You're going from 17 on spawn up to 400 ping my computer. Are you having the same problem? Or if you click on that world icon.
Oh, God. Hang on. Ow. World icon.
Yeah,
world
on
icon.
Mobile. Is that the world icon underneath where it says server?
Steadily 16 for me.
16?
Yeah. 17. 18.
Climbing.
19. It's getting higher. 20. Yeah, he's getting higher.
I'm on 71. You now join the KPP podcast for the segment of number reading. Aussie's pink.
Aussie's pink. Done down to 19. Just to let you know.
Wait a minute.
Keep
I'm going
to informed throughout the podcast.
I'm going to slap a bitch. I won't be able.
Just going to slap his hoe.
So we started off saying gear talk, and now I'm going to slap a bitch.
Well, I don't think that you're going to slap a bitch. You're probably going to shout at dog or something.
Isn't the dog male?
No, it's called Poppy.
Oh, right.
I think.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's called Poppy.
I don't even know my own name. Who am I?
Yeah, I know your fucking name.
You know my name? That's like that song from Casino Royale.
I was thinking of that Ting Ting song.
Ting Ting?
Ting Ting.
Christ. I think I'm going deaf, to be honest.
It's old age, mate. It's catching us all.
It is. It's beyond the joke now.
My eyes are going. That's my issue at the minute. I have to need readers.
Yeah.
I don't want to wear glasses, like, all right, prick.
Can't wear contacts.
I can't. I don't put things near the eyes.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
I'm alright.
It's like when you have like eye infection, you have to look a needle in the damn thing. No.
What? What the fuck are you doing with your eye infections?
No, I haven't had one. But
I have had it, but I've never put a needle in it.
Not on purpose. That's good. I'm gonna jab my eye because I've got an infection.
Well, no, I just usually just drop it in. It'd just be from. Bottle. You don't need to like put a needle in your eye.
Oh, not personally. Go to the hospital and they go, look, jab.
I've never seen that. Something new to me.
Bill Gates. He does them. He does jabs.
He does, that's true. If we've learned anything, it's that Bill Gates is into sticking things into people.
Bill Gates loves jabbing people.
Babs it.
Oh, wait a minute. That's. Hang on.
You rang Mystic Meg.
Yes, it was called the badge set.
Did they ask why?
Yeah, he's asked me why I'm asking.
But I thought you'd know.
How do I answer that question?
Just go, mind your own business.
No, because I know he'd been in it. And I know I've never went
go,
in it. But yeah, I know he had been, and I couldn't remember the name of it. I've got to text him back now, so I'm going to be quiet again, because I'm thinking about what I'm going to.
You know in Mumble?
Yeah.
You know when you click self? I always thought where it said death and self.
Yeah.
I'm flying basically deafen you.
You're just gonna make everything real loud.
Deafen yourself.
There's something you told me to do, Oz?
No. It doesn't work. It stops you from being able to hear anything, basically.
It just mutes everybody, basically.
Yeah.
They made it talk like this as well.
Anyway.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's talk about how shit World War Z is.
Wait, I just need to.
The TV and film review. Come on! I lost my leg! Apocalypse!
Zombies!
I'm a zombie! I'm not quite one yet!
Still texting, shut up.
Are you having to explain yourself why you asked about the gig?
I am, yeah. Yeah.
You're gonna put something like my friend wanted to know if he wanted to go. That kind of
results. what I've said is pretty much what we're doing. Just having a conversation about how modern Rotherham is. And we used to have a gay club and everything. Because we did. Yeah. It's not even there anymore. I will probably point that out. I think it's an Indian restaurant now. Don't want anything, any of their sauces. That way. Obviously it's very salty.
Do, 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 do.
Wait.
Do, 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 do.
Right, I'm done. Until I get a text message back. I'm not texting back.
We'll be right back after this break. Well, that was Miley Cyrus with We Can't Stop. I tell you what, Miley, you can stop. You can. Anyway.
I have an interesting development on the gear club front.
Go on.
I received a text message from the person I asked, and he said that he went in because he needed more beer, basically. And when we were in there, he saw his old manager from his football team from when he was a kid in there, which is an interesting leaving that. Yeah, I can't name the man.
No, don't name the man.
There are a couple of reasons. Because obviously it's only a small world, but secondly, he actually used to play professional football. Yeah.
Can he get a team?
He played for Rotherham, but it were a long time ago. Where were we? What were you doing? I outed her.
I forgot what thing now were.
So you talk about Miley Cyrus. Do Link again. Just do that Link again. You don't need to put any of that part in.
Cut that off.
We'll be right back after this break. Oh, that was Craig David there with Phil Beaton.
Does Craig David even make music anymore? Oh, fuck. Google. Oh, sorry, it's my Google search. Craig David. When was his last album out?
God knows.
Apparently he's touring.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
Which pubs?
Was he touring? Really? You don't say.
He's on pub tour.
Is he going to be bollocked to edit?
Yes.
Why are we?
So we're using like different sections.
What's wrong with bashing Craig David?
I don't know, we're bashing Craig David.
Well, that was Miley Cyrus with We Can't Stop. I tell you what, Miley, you can stop. You can.
Why do you turn into like a man from 70s when you're doing those things?
So like I'm just trying to avoid the Craig David bit now.
Comedian from 60s.
I remembered my last link, so...
Comedian from 60s.
Sounds shite.
Somebody's coming through.
It's Miley Cyrus. Mary loves dick. Mary loves dick. There you go. So fucking reference for you.
Very few people will get.
You can Google it. But it's far. We do it enough.
Mary loves dick.
Mary loves dick.
So people are going to go on Google and type in Mary loves dick.
She did. She loved him.
Like a brother.
I don't think that was true, but I can't remember. It's been a while since I've been involved. What's happening? What we're talking about?
I'm trying to find a way to link it to games and stuff, but it's not happening. It's just not happening.
It just devolves. Yeah, I think that's right.
Devolves.
Well, that was you two there with It's a Beautiful Day.
Don't like you two.
I'll tell you what, it's a beautiful day outside.
It's not. It's just warm.
It's dark.
And it's warm. Speaking of dead things, we could have done that.
Dead things.
Spark! From Mary Loves Dick, we could have speaking of dead things. World War Z.
Well, I thought you meant we should do a segment about
speaking of dead things.
Speaking of dead things.
No. Join us after the break when we talk to Michael Jackson.
Dead things. He did that as well. Did you see that?
That was hilarious.
Fucking, oh.
That was mental.
It just makes me sad. I don't get it. He's just preying on people at that point. That fucking dude was crying.
And guest appearance by Gary Coleman.
Gary Coleman?
I don't think Gary Coleman turned up.
Is Gary Coleman dead? How did he die?
I don't know.
Pumped his head on the table, I think.
I'm not sure about that.
The coffee table.
Every single one of us is googling Gary Coleman. Died. When did he die? He's dead!
Yeah.
He's definitely dead.
It weren't a stroke, though.
I never said it were.
Do you know something we don't? Did you see clinical him?
There is a thing here that says it was murder, so...
Osborne.
Whack a buddy.
Edit that out. Just get incriminated yourself.
I thought he might like bang his head on the table or something.
Oh, that's true. I don't know what happened to him. I can't be asked to read it. It's a right wall of text about his
death. Weren't he in that Postal game? Postal 2?
Yeah, I think... Were he in film as well?
In film.
Were he in film as well? How the mighty have fallen.
Literally, apparently, going to us.
They couldn't fall on that top part, though, could it, really?
No, I mean, to be fair, you can't do a lot of damage from a trip, any of that, are you?
It was murder.
Don't think it were.
Apparently, like, we're joking that he fell.
He did fall, didn't he?
He did fall.
Fuck.
Ha! Clear it again. Is that something to be proud of?
He didn't walk into a table, though.
Shame.
He just fell. Did he fall from something, or just fall over?
Looking there.
Probably his high chair or something.
It was an accident. Although, some people say his wife pushed him.
Oh.
I just think, he was about 4 foot, so he hadn't got that far to fall, really. Really unlucky.
He might have short hands. Short arms.
Short hands?
Well, he did do, didn't he? It's not like he's going to walk around with fucking normal-sized arms. It's not a goddamn chin.
Dragging him behind him back.
Oh, we can't say that.
Oh, God. What have we done? That's it.
We just lost Malt. I have to report the news that Malby has fallen over.
We can't say that.
I weren't thinking. I didn't mean it innocently, though. I didn't mean it in any racial way.
Oh, fuck this. Stupid. I can't talk about him looking like a fucking monkey.
Oh dear.
Why not?
He's racist. That's why not.
He could have got nothing to do with it.
I never said it did, but yeah, you can't put any of that in.
So, gaming news and reviews. So, Maltby, what games have you been playing?
I have recently been playing XCOM, the Bureau Declassified.
Ah, that's been out for a while now. Any good?
Yes, it's shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's terrible.
What's it with?
It handles like shit, it plays like garbage, and it just graphically it's terrible. Oh, and lip-syncing doesn't correspond to the words.
Is it based in the 60s?
It's 50s-ish. I don't know. I'm not
is
sure
it when
entirely.
The aliens first landed on Earth type thing?
I think it's something like 1952 or something like that it's based in. And yeah, you're basically fighting aliens with laser guns and you're running around with a rifle from them.
That's not going to end well.
You'd think so, wouldn't you? But apparently you can kill them in about 3 shots with that, so...
Right.
But it's garbage. It's terrible. Awful game. Awful.
I've actually got a list of reviews here. In front of me. Official PlayStation Magazine give it 7.
Fuck off.
What they said, when the combat works, it's excellent. And the pinstripes and fedoras settings always appeals. As does Carter's wonderfully overblown, my god, the humanity personality.
Oh, his voice is irritating as shit as well. He thinks he's Christian Bale in Batman. It's fucking horrible.
I'm Batman. I've come to stop you.
Where is the aliens?
Yeah,
I've got an artifact.
Well, you fucking dickhead. Go on.
IGN?
Yep.
5.5.
Yeah, correct. It's more like it.
There's a shorter. The Bureau XCOM Declassified is a fumbling, failed attempt to translate the tactical magic of XCOM into a shooter.
Correct. Well done, IGN.
Yes, nice one. GameSpot 6. It delivers some enjoyable stretches of shooting action, but the Bureau XCOM Declassified too often transforms the series' signature tension into tedium.
Why are you doing that voice?
I don't know, I'm trying to do a different one for each one.
Don't do that.
I'm not going to read them all.
Alright.
I'll just give the scores. Joystick, get it 4 out of 5.
Why?
No reason why.
Okay. Just felt like it.
Big wad of money. A big wad of money lands on their desk.
Yeah, they had an advertising... agreement.
Polygon, give it 7.
Well, I don't know where these people. It just fuck me.
These are respected.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're in Polygon for. What's Polygon?
And Kotaku, yes.
What do you mean, yes?
They don't have a score system. They just say yes. The Bureau is by no means a bad game. It's terrible. 2K Games, however, has published this before Enemy Unknown, then I don't think the reborn XCOM name would be held in as high regard as it is today. Having played Enemy Unknown and now The Bureau, I now understand why the franchise longtime fans would have been so upset. These are two completely different games, and comparisons to the original XCOM would be unfair to The Bureau.
It's not, you can't compare, it's a different game, but the game is shit. It's just, it's horrible. I recommend that you go and play it yourselves and make your own minds up.
I'll just read this one then.
And I can guarantee you'll agree with me.
The worst scores from Destructoid.
Yeah.
The Bureau XCOM Declassified desperately wants to be liked, but by failing to satisfy in any direction, all it succeeds in being is a disappointment. It
Correct.
Wants to be a strategy game without being a strategy game. It wants to be a shooter without being a shooter. And it wants to be XCOM without being XCOM. As such, it is nothing. Nice room.
There's a really irritating thing as well. Do you know when you've got the games like Mass Effect and,
yeah.
and Dragon Age, you've got like talking options and you can yeah. like wheel. They've got that in it. It is the most pointless thing ever. Because it makes no difference what you say. It's just, it's shit.
I like the next bit though.
Go on.
It's an inconsequential waste of time that does nothing for anybody. And saying that makes me feel guilty because it's cloying, pleased to not be hated or worthy of pity.
It's, yeah.
Yes.
I think that's a fair review. I agree wholeheartedly with the people that didn't get paid to advertise the game.
So that's XCOM, Bureau, Declassified, Classified.
Yes.
Any other games you've been playing, Malt?
I have been playing a lot of Crusader Kings 2 Game of Thrones mod.
Ah. Any good?
Yes, but I love Crusader Kings 2, so...
What's Crusader Kings actually about, anyway?
It's a bit like Civ, but it's not. A bit like Rome, but it's not.
You like the Destructoid? It's a bit like it's cumbrous, no.
No, it's not. It's its own game. I don't know. It's hard to explain.
Crusader Kings, yes.
That's all you need to know. Yes. You play a lord of a small fief, or you can be a lord of a county or a country. And basically, all you need to do is keep your line going, so you need to marry people, have kids and what have you, but it's really difficult because you have to go to war all the time and people throw you into religious wars, and especially if you're a lord, because your king will send you off to the middle of nowhere to fight. I mean, you don't have babies that way because you're not there, unless you do have babies, which then you've got to worry about what happened.
Right.
But yeah, it's really good. I recommend Crusader Kings 2. It's a really quite an old game, actually, now.
So let's pretend that we're like a magazine. Like a journalist, what score would you give it?
I'm none of those things. What Crusader
yeah,
Kings?
Yeah, this is like KPP cast review. Go on.
How many?
12.
Four chickens.
12? Out of four chickens or 12? What are we going with? Are we going with chickens or are we going with 12?
Well, I think it'd be easy to remember 12, wouldn't it? But...
All right, 12.
Oh, no. 12 and a half.
12 and a half?
Yeah, because it'd be different.
I would give it... It's hard to say.
8 and 3 quarters?
That's random. Get a solid 9 2/4. Which would be 9.5. Oh, I'm fucking retard. sweet Christ.
So, have you played any other games?
Sorry, give me a minute.
I'll play some like songs in between. Do 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 do. Your call will be answered shortly. Do 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 do.
Oh, so dear. Right, I'm waiting now.
Welcome back.
I've cried a little bit there.
Do 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 do. Do do do.
I don't know why I found that so funny, but I did. Right.
So, hello. Fucking mute.
Sorry, I'm still laughing.
He's had to go.
You broke him.
So, Andrew, have you been playing any games?
Compose myself then.
Have you been playing any other game?
I have recently acquired Rome 2 Total Warfare. I've only played like the tutorial part. And it's basically Rome Total Warfare, but better looking. which I enjoy, so it's fine for me. But I don't know if it's. I don't. At this point, I don't feel like it's progressed any.
No.
In the whole line of.
There's an update out now as well.
Ooh, is there?
Yes, it came out last week.
It will download it automatically in your Steam.
Yes.
Actually, out tomorrow.
Oh, it's. Okay, tomorrow then. I did wonder.
It was out last week.
What were?
Well, I'm not going to actually upload this to the bar next. Oh, it's on it.
Oh, yeah, that's fair enough. I'm like, you just confused the shit out of me.
It's like when you watch Friday Night with Jonathan Ross actually records on a Thursday, but pretend it's Friday.
Yeah, but they're fucking aware of that. People don't just do random shit and expect everyone to catch up.
True.
Yeah. It is. You're right. But yes, it's alright. It's good. It's, you know, it is what it is. It's what you expect from a Total War game, basically.
Based on your playing, what do you think score should be?
I want to play the tutorial. It's a bit harsh to, but I would say possibly at this point, 8 3/4, edging to 9.
Oh Christ, that's a big score.
But I like the Total War game, so for me it's good. But yeah, what you been playing, Dig?
I've been playing Splinter Cell Blacklist.
Oh.
Which, I don't know, I can't do stealth games. I really can't, I mean.
Oh no, I know what you mean.
It's just a case of, especially with Splinter Cell, you'll be like trying to sneak around and be all stealthy, but there's always some knobby who spots you. Regardless of how you do it. I mean, I was sneaking right behind this one bloke, and
LOL.
Just so happened, as soon as I got behind him, he turned around.
Well, that's where you went wrong.
Yeah, but I was following him, and it was just a case of he stopped, and then just turned around. It's like, but...
Well, you spot, I used to add on. I think I played, like, the original one on Xbox, God knows how many years ago, and...
I thought main story missions, it's not so bad, because you can kind of blitz it and just shoot everyone, or you can play it stealthy, but there's some missions in it where you have to be stealthy. If you get spotted, that's it, basically.
I hate that. It's when it seems forced.
Yeah.
You know, Dishonored, where you could choose to do it one way or another. You could play aggressive or you could play... That's my idea. Because
play aggressive.
Yeah.
Kill you.
You can go around and murder everybody or you can like try and sneak around and do it in a stealth... You know, that to me is a better idea of a game mechanic as opposed to... Now you have to do this without being seen, or you have to start again from the start of the mission.
I don't mind you being forced if it's an easy segment, because you shouldn't have to be forced if it's something really difficult.
Mm.
Well, one of the missions, what's there, is there's 3 sections to it, basically, and you've got to get from through each section. If you fail one section, you go all the way back to the beginning, because there's no checkpoints on that particular mission.
That's bullshit.
So,
yeah, I'm not.
You can get all the way to end and get spotted by some knobhead.
Do it all again.
Then you've got to go for it all again.
No, it sounds like shoot.
And you've got this kind of whistle what you can do, so you can hide behind something and press it and do a whistle, and then somebody will come over and like look around and you can like nab them and beat them up. But it's so unpredictable because sometimes you'll press it and then this bloke will go, oh, what was that? And wander over.
What was that noise?
It's a badger set.
And then next time you press it, it'll be like... How was that? I'm going to pull my gun out and shoot anything that I see.
Just randomly shooting TikTok or something over here somewhere.
Yeah.
I kill you.
Like, so you can kind of be going through a game thinking, I'm going to just do it stealthy and I'm going to whistle. But then all of a sudden, some bloke will just snap and go, fucking whistling.
I've had enough. I can't cope. It's like an alarm.
One more whistle out of you, I'm going to blow you to bits.
Stop both whistling.
Is it like a set amount of time you can use it? Or is it just...
No. It's just a case you just press it and it whistles. And it just depends on how angry the bloke is, I think, as to whether he's gonna follow you.
Bit fucking stupid, really.
It is.
One of them games which you try your best to be stealthy, and then after you keep failing, you just keep losing patience, you just think, oh, Stodham's gonna kick Stodham down and storm
in. And there's dogs in this one, which are the most annoying fucking things in the world.
There's dogs everywhere in 9 games.
I think it must be in thing to have a dog.
It's the next thing for zombies, isn't it?
But not on your side, it's always on the other side, and you'll be like, again, you'll be sneaking around, and then this dog will come up to you, and you can't kind of get the dogs like you can with guys, because if you can get jumped by a guy, you can knock him out.
Mm.
Whereas a dog, you're just going to shoot it regardless. You can't, like, knock it out.
Well, have you never seen True Lies? He knocks 2 of them out at the same time.
Bangs the head together.
Terrible.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the point. On the... First mission, you have to escort this guy out of his building. Well, my brother played it. He knocked him out, and he thought, we have to get him down there. So instead of like taking him downstairs, he threw him out in the window. Game ended.
Of course, that's stealthy as fuck, isn't it?
No, he died. He hit the ground and died.
Obviously.
It's like 3 stories up.
I don't... Why would he throw him out a window? Why did he think that were a good call to action?
Because I don't think he expected the game to think, hang on, that will kill someone in real life.
Well, it's a good point, I suppose. Most games don't.
Yep.
Speaking of violence in video games.
Wait,
me?
It was controversial.
Grand Theft Auto 5? Coming out soon?
I'm indifferent towards that, to be honest.
I'm looking forward to it. I like Grand Theft Auto games.
I'm more looking forward to Watch Dogs, to be honest, after that new 14-minute trailer.
Grand Theft Auto 5 is out next week?
I think the last Grand Theft Auto game I actually played properly was Grand Theft Auto London. So we're going back a while.
Awesome.
But yeah, that's when it went originally top-down, so I enjoyed that, but I think that's the last time I really played them.
Grand Theft Auto 4 was a bit too serious.
Mm.
When it was Saints Row versus Grand Theft Auto for the last one, I think it was Saints Row 3 versus that, Saints Row 3 were better because it was just more fun.
Way better.
But Grand Theft Auto 5, it just seems... It's not gone back to its roots as such, but they've more or less give you loads more stuff to do rather than...
Stick to the story quest and...
Having your cousin phone you asking to go bowling constantly.
Does this happen a lot?
In Grand Theft Auto 4 it does, yeah. He'll be in the middle of a mission and he'll be like, "Hey, Nico, let's go bowling."
Where's he from? Hey, it's my French cousin.
It's true.
But no, yeah, that's coming out. I'm looking forward to that.
Yay!
I didn't get Splinter Cell a score, but I would give it about 7.25.
It was middling then.
Middle. It's one of those, if you like the genre and you've liked previous Splinter Cell games, you'd enjoy it more. But because I shit at those type of games, I didn't enjoy it much. Having to restart constantly.
That's good then.
What about you, Osborne?
What have I been playing? I've been mostly watching Disney Infinity for the Xbox.
What is that?
It's
that weird sort of card collecting. Is it card collecting sort of thing? I don't.
It's like Skylanders, only for Disney. And you're pretty much missing most of the game. It's quite good. It's pretty much the toy box mode from Toy Story 3.
But I don't get Skylanders how it works. So you've got a game.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's the basic game regardless of what you do with it. But only thing those figures do is give you a different character to go through the game with.
Yeah.
And you got to pay £50 per character.
Skylanders 1, you only need 3 to actually finish the whole game. And it's the ones that you get in the box.
Is there any difference to playing it like, say, as Captain Jack Sparrow to as one Incredibles, for example?
Yes.
Do you get different missions and stuff?
In Disney Infinity, if you put Captain Jack Sparrow on, it turns the whole world into Pirates of the Caribbean, so you can actually go on a boat, sail it, shoot ships, and...
Oh, so it changes the whole world?
Yeah.
So it actually makes a big effect, yeah.
All new missions.
Okay.
Right.
If you put on Monsters, Inc., then you get all Monsters University characters and worlds and that kind of stuff.
Right.
That's quite interesting, though.
Quite cool.
The Skylanders, change it, and you're still the same world. It's just got a different, one can breathe fire, one can shoot acid at its eyes or something. I don't know.
I never really understood that whole thing, to be honest with you.
No.
It never really... I suppose it's not for us, though, is it?
It's a money-making scam.
It's aimed at gullible and children. It's not really...
It's basically, instead of having a game where you select your character on screen and pressing A or start, you have to pay, £20 for a statue. It's just like your character.
Yeah, fuck that. It's ridiculous. And here's me whinging about DLC for like a fiver.
But it keeps kids quiet, so for me that's 12¾. That's 4 marks.
It's 4 out of town.
Hello and welcome back. Now time for TV and film review with Des O'Connor.
Is he dead?
No, Des is still alive.
Is he?
For now.
Oh, no, he's not yet. He's not for much longer, but good old Des.
Don't say his name ever twice.
Film and TV review with Dennis Norden.
No, he's dead. You can talk about him.
We're on safe ground with Dennis Norden.
Oh, we're going to have to just have dead people as hosts.
Yeah, because it's got to be otherwise.
It's the safest way.
Speaking of dead people.
Ahoy, good link. Good
yeah,
link.
You see.
Very good link. Speaking of dead people.
Spoilers. Spoilers, spoilers, spoilers.
If you plan to watch whatever film Maltz is going to mention, please just switch it off now.
What if we don't know what film he's going
to
mention?
Basically, just stop listening to the podcast now.
What film is it, David, that you're going to mention?
I'm going to mention World War Z, Andrew.
Okay. So if you're going to watch World War Z, don't watch World War Z. Is what the point of this conversation will be.
Yeah.
This is the rant section as well.
You don't. Yeah. You may as well listen to spoilers. You literally may as well just listen to spoilers.
And this is like one. This is like two parts. This is one part review, one part rant.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you read the book, then this is still spoilers because it's nothing like the book.
Yeah, it's literally, there's no comparison really. I mean, there are certain parts, like...
Zombies?
It's been a while since I read the book, but I think the origin of the virus is the similar, or it's same. I'm not sure it was South Korea, I can't remember. But it's about a doctor getting bit, and that's how it spreads. But yeah, it's not like the book, so...
Is it caused by monkeys?
Not monkeys. It's Koreans.
Bloody Koreans.
Isn't it? Yeah, Koreans.
Yeah. It's one of his many random air flies.
Oh, you know what? I completely forgot that bit because it got to that point where I thought this is just ridiculous now. I cannot be doing with this shit anymore. I mean, just to get out when I knew what to expect, is basically this virus hits the world. So Brad Pitt gets his family, driven away from a few zombies, and escape. And then...
Something's just dawned on me that never actually occurred to me when I watched it.
What's that?
No, you carry on and I'll say it after.
So zombies come, Brad Pitt, I'll protect you. Then they run through where
That's a
they
cracking
are.
Brad Pitt impression.
It is.
I'll protect you, like Superman. And then a Mexican bloke dies. And then they get taken away in a helicopter to this boat where everyone seems to be... Like, the UN's decided to house everybody, all these people, what they're rescuing from different cities, because...
No, not everybody. Just people that are useful.
Well, people they can access. Yeah, useful people, army people, scientists, etc., etc. You go into a boat, UN leader goes, we need you, Brad Pitt. I don't know why they need him. I don't know what point why I missed that bit. But so we need you, Brad Pitt. We need you to go and find a cure for this virus. So Brad Pitt goes, no, I'm not leaving my family. So then this African man goes, leave your family and I'll reward you. So he goes, okay. They get this scientist who apparently is the only person who knows, who can think of a cure for this virus.
Sorry, I just remembered another bit.
Nobody else on this boat. Well, the boat with the brightest minds in the world gathering. There's just one bloke who, when the land, ends up shooting himself in head. They land the plane, the hatch opens, zombies run towards him, he thinks, I've had enough of this, turns round, slips on the ramp of the plane, and shoots himself in the head.
It's...
In all within like the first half an hour, and you think...
Mental.
This is just mental.
It's and then, so strange.
From then on, for me, every situation Brad Pitt were in were forced just to include a zombie of some sort.
Yep.
Like when he went into that, when he ran away from those things and there were that elite squad of commandos in there ready to go and shoot him and help him. He runs out, all these zombies start attacking, and then all these elite commandos start dying. And it's just like, oh, it's going to be one of those films.
Yeah.
And then all these commandos die except for, just coincidentally, the pilot who can fly the plane.
Which is good.
Brad Pitt. Everybody else, dead. Pilot, so he can fly Brad Pitt somewhere else. Fine. So they fly off, land in Jerusalem, which has somehow managed to build a massive wall around Jerusalem to stop these zombies coming in. Completely fine up until now. They've had a week to build this wall. They've done it. They've built
it. Fucking huge.
It's fine. Nothing. No zombie invasions. Nothing. Nothing at all. Brad Pitt gets there.
I think he's the cause of it, you know.
Brad Pitt gets there. That's it. Say goodbye to Jerusalem because
he's like literally the plague.
He gets into the gates of Jerusalem. Some old people start having a sing and dance because he's there, not because he's there, but start having a sing and dance. Then suddenly zombies from everywhere just flood Jerusalem,
climbing up at walls. They'd like to
climb up at walls.
They run at the wall.
They make a massive, like, you know, like a big pile on of people. You know, they have like a big zombie pile on, and then just climb up each other and jump off at walls.
Pile on.
Yeah.
But one thing as well is, as I was saying earlier, the amount of time it takes for somebody to turn into a zombie depends on how useful to the plot they actually are.
Yep.
If you were in Phil and Osborne and you were just like it behind the scenes, you'd be bit by a zombie and then you'd be turned straight away. Instant.
Yeah. Like, I'll be bit.
Yeah, if you're part of the plot and you get bit, then depending on how useful you are and what you've got to accomplish in that time, the longer you take to die.
Oh, I've been bit, but I've got a good immune system.
I'm a useful person, yep.
So, like, one of those commandos I mentioned earlier, he got bit. He lasted a while before he decided to take out a few zombies and kill himself.
Yep.
So with that woman who got bit.
Yeah, that first zombie, 12 seconds, he counts it, doesn't he?
Yeah.
12 seconds it takes the first person he sees change.
But while he's 12 seconds, he's spazzing around on the floor. It's not a case of, like, he's thinking, oh, no, he's bit. It's like, spazzing around,
walking around for 12 seconds, he's ridiculous. There's no consistency at all.
No.
Do you think the film might be better if Brad Pitt played the character from Snatch?
Yes.
Yes. It would be a lot better.
No, that I'd watch. Yeah.
But
it's terrible.
It gets even worse than this, Osborne.
It escalates.
So, not contented ruining Jerusalem, Brad Pitt decides, right, now I've ruined Jerusalem, I'm off. I need to get a plane. Commercial airlines are still running at this point.
What?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Epidemic across the world.
Yeah, you'd stop every single transport.
You'd think about it, wouldn't you? Yeah.
Yeah. Commercial airlines, still flying. So, this commercial airline, flying off. Brad Pitt's got this magic phone to UN in the middle of Atlantic Ocean somewhere.
Yep.
UN person tells the pilot he's got to go to the WHO headquarters in Wales.
Because that's where the WHO headquarters is.
Because that's where the world's going to be saved, in Wales.
In Wales, just outside Cardiff.
So, that's it, yeah. So, it goes, divert to Wales. Pilot goes, okay then. Brad Pitt goes and sits down with his lass whose hand is chopped off.
Yeah, that happened.
They have a chat.
We're out of fuel.
No, they don't run out of fuel.
Then, shockingly enough, the twist comes that there's a zombie on the plane. Which you'd never see coming in a million years. A zombie was in the plane, in the cupboard. Not in the toilet, not on the plane.
Just in a cupboard.
In a cupboard. So this woman...
Do you know zombies? They tend to be quite loud. Have you noticed?
Yeah.
They're not quiet things, are they?
They like bang about and stuff.
This one, quiet as a mouse.
Just hiding, like a ninja zombie you were.
The zombie's on a plane.
So this poor air hostess, because she's a plot device,
yep.
Opens up the cupboard, gets bit by a zombie, instant turn to a zombie. These two zombies start working their way down the plane towards Brad Pitt, eating everyone who we see. These people...
Oh, it's fucking brilliant.
...instantly turn into zombies. So they get to Brad Pitt. If you're on a plane, Osborne.
Yeah.
You're on a plane.
I'm on a plane.
Yep.
Sat down.
At the back of the plane, there's lots of zombies at the front of the plane coming towards you.
Oh, crap.
What do you do?
I'd try to open the airlock and just suck them out into space.
No, you go, I'm going to make a wall of suitcases to stop these hundreds of zombies coming towards me.
You've got to do it quietly.
That's pretty much what happens on snakes on a plane.
Yeah, but they're snakes.
And it wasn't very effective then.
Well, yeah.
You'd be surprised, because these zombies, funnily enough, get through this wall of suitcases.
Weird. I found it strange, to be honest with you. I thought it were impenetrable.
So, Brad Pitt, so we've got to save the world at this point, but it's like 30,000 feet in air with loads of zombies. So, what does Brad Pitt do? He blows the side of the plane off. With a grenade.
Throws an hand grenade.
As you do.
But he's strapped into his seat.
Which won't really do much for him, because the plane will just crash.
No, because...
Well, that's not how it works, either, apparently, in films.
He's strapped into his seat, and the plane crashes above Wales.
Yep, luckily, near where they were going.
So, where he was going, it crashes above that, coincidentally.
And kills half the people that were waiting there?
No, it was in an empty field. There's lots of fields in Wales. It's safe.
That's true. I mean, that's literally the only part of the film that's plausible.
So Brad wakes up. He's got a massive metal spike sticking out to his side.
That's lucky, then.
Yep.
Mm.
This lass that we sat next to.
It was Andy cut off.
It's fine. Still got an hand missing, but she's fine. She's wrapped in a blanket. She's found a blanket from somewhere.
Just hanging about in a field.
Yeah. So they think, right, I've crashed. I've been stabbed inside. I'm not going to recover for a bit, I'm going to go straight to this WHO headquarters, where Doctor Who is. The new Doctor Who. It is the new Doctor Who.
So the Time Lord's there. He can help.
And it is the WHO, so he's actually a Who officer. So there's a link there.
Yes. Okay.
And then they all have a bit of an argument. They can't trust him because how do they know he's who he says he is? Blah, blah, blah. Fiction. Blah, blah, blah. Tension. Blah, 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 blah. Believe him. Brad Pitt suddenly figures out, after all of this, after everybody in the world, Brad Pitt figures out that zombies only like people who aren't infected with diseases. So if you've got like AIDS, then you're not going to get eaten by a zombie, basically, because a zombie don't want to get AIDS.
So why are we chasing Brad Pitt then?
Because Brad Pitt ain't got AIDS.
Brad Pitt's like healthy. Well, no.
Brad Pitt's... Well...
No. Brad Pitt is healthy up to a point.
Yes.
And then...
Then, yes. So after going through the World Health Organization, which has got all these diseases in it, and it's got like got the SARS virus, bird flu virus in like a lab, which they used to test to make vaccines and stuff like that. However, this lab has been overrun with zombies, which has been sectioned off from the rest of the building. It's fine.
She's lucky, really. I mean, I think that's forward planning.
It is, yeah. It's a good idea because in case a zombie does come,
thought about it, haven't they? In case a zombie apocalypse,
it should have been the other way around. Really, they should have kept the diseases with themselves thinking about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's true.
So Brad Pitt goes, we need to save the world, we need to go in here and find a virus to test it. Blah, blah, fighting zombies, people die. Brad Pitt gets to this lab and, without a second thought, injects himself. Which virus does he inject himself with? Is it with SARS or...?
He never says, I don't think.
He just injects himself with it. Don't think about it, don't think this might kill me. Just injects himself with it.
T-virus.
Well, that'd be an ironic twist of fate, you know.
And then that's it. Then basically,
yep.
That is it.
That's your end of your film.
That is it. So Brad Pitt injects himself. Brad Pitt might die. Brad Pitt don't die because even though he's injected himself, he's fine.
But you'd think, though, if Brad Pitt needs an injection, that he'd ask Bill Gates.
You'd have thought so.
Well, he's not in it, though, unfortunately.
But no, Bill Gates is doing vaccines, though. Bill Gates is doing it in the wrong order because Bill Gates is doing vaccines, not actual diseases.
All right.
Otherwise, Bill Gates might be in trouble.
I'd definitely say it wouldn't be, yeah.
And that's it. And then Brad Pitt goes back to his wife, his two kids, and a Mexican kid they adopted from Big Fun Bloke at the beginning. And then it goes off.
Yep.
And that is World War Z.
Yes.
Now.
That's riveting.
It's, yeah. I mean, there are a lot of plot holes.
A lot.
I mean, there are a lot. I think the biggest one to me is something he said to me that never really occurred when we were watching it, but Brad Pitt used to be an investigator for the UN, so he used to go to places to find out illegal activities. Why the fuck would you get somebody doing that job to go and find out where zombies come from? He's got no formal qualifications whatsoever. I mean, soldiers, yeah, maybe. Like a commando, or like take as a scientist, something. He's just a dude who used to work for the UN. He's like... Why are you any more special than anybody else? He's fucking stupid.
Because he's Brad Pitt.
Well, yeah, there is that.
And that's apparently the only reason any film needs.
But, as we saw earlier, Matthew Fox,
yeah,
the main guy out of Lost, Jack Shepard.
Been in like other films, I mean, he's just been, yeah, he's just starred in a film, that for the Ice Cube.
No, Alex Cross.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that one. He's just, yeah, I mean, he's still in my, you know, I still think he's quite a, you know, he's a fairly big name.
Big star.
Yeah, fairly, you know.
In World War Z, he has four lines.
Yep. And his name is Paratrooper.
They haven't even named him. They haven't even named the poor bloke.
No, sorry, Parajumper. I did look into that. Apparently, he was supposed to be like a love interest for Brad Pitt's wife, but they cut it all out of the film.
What are you going to say? For Brad Pitt?
Yeah, love interest for Brad Pitt.
So, it did originally have quite a large part, but they've cut it out. But they've left him. I would have sat there watching, like, that's Matthew Fox. And then it ended the film. Matthew Fox is back.
But, after reading that, I've figured out why. I could put my finger on why the film was so bad. Damon Lindelof, an awful, awful writer who seems to just still be famous on back of Lost. I mean, Prometheus, he did that.
Never seen that. I'm not going to either.
It was rubbish. I could go on another.
I didn't mind Prometheus.
Oh, it was terrible. Again, it was a film full of contrived plot devices to make stuff happen. When like on Prometheus, they're not going to get into Prometheus, but spoilers in case you people are listening.
Yep.
To get into Prometheus, they take like a mercenary guy who's a big hard bloke and a scientist bloke who's like there to study the aliens and get information about them. They're going to this temporal place of where the things are, then suddenly the mercenary bloke and scientist bloke think, I'm too scared to be in here now, and decide to run off.
As you do.
So in terms of characters, it's like, that's just daft.
Yeah.
It did Star Trek as well, though, so.
No, to be fair, Into Darkness, he wrote that, that's good.
Did both Star Trek films?
Yeah, I don't know.
But there were other people involved in that, weren't there?
Yeah, yeah. But he also had an hand in writing classics like Cowboys and Aliens.
Oh.
And Avatar The Last Airbender. Oh, he wrote one episode of Avatar The Last Airbender. Dash Bridges.
Yeah.
Crossing Jordan. Yeah, he's not.
So he's like one of them people who says to the original script writer, oh, you've written a script. That's brilliant. I'll put it right here on the fridge. Then when the person gone says, right, let's change everything.
Yeah, basically, because Prometheus, somebody wrote the script, then Lindelof wrote it and changed it about World War Z, someone else wrote the script. Lindelof comes along, rip everything up. Who needs Matthew Fox in this film? We've paid him loads. Let's completely change the ending from what it's supposed to be and put in this crap thing.
So basically, someone wrote the screenplay from the book and he goes, that's good, but let's take all the reference to the book away.
Well, no, I think what they did were they bought the rights of the book just so they could use name at film, so they could promote it. You offer back at popularity of the book. I think that's what it is. I think that's the idea. It's a shit idea. Something else that took me ages to figure out when I was watching it is they kept calling somebody Zeke.
Yeah, that was the zombies. I figured that.
It's zombies. And I was sorry, like, what the fucking hell is Zeke? It's the nickname for zombies. But they never say that. They never explain it, I don't think.
No, it's just those memes at the beginning. It's like a Zeke's bit me.
Yeah, it's like, who the fuck is Zeke?
I can't believe a goddamn Zeke.
It's like in Walking Dead, it seems to be a fan, well, obviously it's fantasy, but the fact is that you'd expect them to have, like, heard of zombie films in that show.
But no,
zombies apparently never existed in mythological or anything.
Yeah, that comes
that's
from
a trope, though,
isn't it?
Basically, that's a trope, as in, this goes back all the way back to George Romero. They never mentioned zombies, so it's kind of lasted all the way through that nobody mentions zombies.
Yeah.
It's just one of those.
Don't mention the war.
Yeah, but like, don't mention zombies. And they never say it, and it's just one of those daft things that's lasted rather than saying it's a zombie.
Yeah. But I think it could just come from comics, where in that world, where it's in that alternative reality, or whatever you want to call it, zombies, fictions, and things like that, they never existed, so that's why they don't know what they're. To start with, they don't know what they're doing. But in this, they know what zombies are.
That must be a happier world, then.
I don't know. Some zombie culture's quite good. But they're going a bit fucking apeshit bonkers with it, aren't they? And it's like hotels. When you beat it to death, I blame Steam.
Steam?
Valve.
Or Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, Left 4 Dead. I think I can't think about all previous that were really...
Brad Pitt! Bill's here! Ah, thank you.
Bill! Why, Bill? No!
No. So I think I'm getting a bit tired of the zombie thing in general, to be honest.
Yeah, me too.
We need more Frankenstein kind of things.
It's a bit... No, I don't even fucking on order Frankensteins.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
But yeah, it's a bit getting a bit played out, to be honest.
It says a lot when Olympus Has Fallen, a film about terrorists in the White House, is more entertaining than World War Z. It's more focused than World War Z. You know what you're getting with Olympus Has Fallen? Gerard Butler, storming the lighthouse, shoot some terrorists, save people. But whereas World War Z, it's like, what is the point? It's just a case of, let's find weird situations that we can fit into what involves zombies. And it just gets to a point where you're just fed up.
Brad Pitt's pretty much becoming like the Rob Schneider now.
Rob Schneider? He's a carrot.
Brad Pitt is a carrot.
I don't know about that, but I mean, that's a bit of a stretch. He's done some decent stuff, Brad Pitt.
Oh, yeah, I like that. I think the trouble is with World War Z, it's been in production for too long. It's had too many reshoots, and it's just got convoluted somewhere.
So it's all gone a bit fucking wrong somewhere, hasn't it?
That's right, yeah.
Seems to have lost focus.
I think that's what's gone wrong.
Yeah, you can't go up specifically against Brad Pitt.
Oh, no, I think he's a good actor.
You know, I enjoyed Moneyball, that were good. Killing Them Softly is a bit shit.
Yep,
but you know.
I'm trying to think of a good film myself, Snatch.
I quite enjoyed The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, to be quite honest.
I've watched that one.
Never seen that one. But he's good in Inglourious Bastards.
Yes.
Ocean's films, they're passable. I have no issue with them.
But Seven is the best film for me.
Mexican, Fight Club.
What's in the bag?
Seven is brilliant. What's in the bag?
What's in the bag?
We said that as flight the whole podcast. What's in the bag?
I don't think anybody will know. Well, some maybe will understand that reference. I hope they do anyway. But yeah, he's done some decent stuff. But that's shit.
That is a bad film.
So, out of scoring system, what would you give it?
Is it the same scoring system for games it is for films?
12 3/4, yeah.
12 3/4.
2.
2.
I'm a little bit more willing to... And 3 1/4 from me. There are some bits that are, you know... It depends how you want to look at it. It's an all-out action film. Shooting zombies, I mean, it's what you want. But other than that, it's just not really good.
No, it's not very good.
Out past that, it's...
Really bad.
Best bit of film is where he chops her hand off. Just literally out of nowhere. She just gets bit. She stood looking at her hand and he just whops her arm off. Just one stroke, weird machete, straight through her arm. What the fuck?
It was a very sharp knife.
It's like, what the fuck? What happened here? She would have bled to death as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it didn't like cauterize it all like that. It was just a case of a bandage.
A bandage.
Hold your hand up high. Oh, God.
They didn't even do that.
Yeah.
But...
Bad film.
Yep.
That's our segment done. So it's ranting for 20 minutes.
Well, that was Under the Sea from Little Mermaid. That was cracking. I enjoyed that one.
Under the Sea.
So, now...
I'm not going to get rights for any of these songs.
No.
It's the nearest feel equivalent version of it.
I still like the songs, though. Everything's better down where it's wetter.
That's true.
That's Disney for you. Anyway, for his next bit, we've got another quiz. Let's play Who Wants to Be the Winner? Du-du-du-du-du. Question 1. What game is this audio clip from?
The stage is set, the green flag drop. Jake stays in the last. Jake slams in the first.
What is this game called?
It's got Steppenwolf and...
No, I know what it is.
No, it is.
Know what it is, yeah.
Oh, no.
I don't know what it is.
Question 1. What game is this audio clip from? Is it A, Death Rally? Is it B, Rock and Roll Racing? Is it C, Street Racer? Or is it D, Off-Road Racer? Question 2. Which of these is not an item in Mario Kart 64? Is it A, B, Big Item Box, C, Blue Shell, or D, Fire Flower?
Mm-hmm. I think it's that.
Question 3.
Us?
What?
Do you know that music?
Yeah.
You were aware that it might be copyrighted, aren't you?
It's like doing a bloody thingamajiggy, like a Let's Play.
It's Paranoid by Black Sabbath.
It is. It's only a sample, yeah.
See what happens. Just take it down if we have to. If anybody wanks on about it, just take it down. It's not hurting.
Take one for the team.
Yeah.
Question 3. What game is this audio clip from? Is it A, Daytona? Is it B, Daytona USA? Is it C, Daytona USA 2? Or is it D, Daytona Tokyo Drift?
I stand by my original comment. I don't know what this is. gonna guess that.
Question 4. Which of these is not a playable character in Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing? Is it A, Shadow the Hedgehog? Is it B, Big the Cat? Is it C, Toe Jam and Earl? Or is it D, Banjo and Kazooie?
How many were that? What was last letter? E. Or D?
E.
E.
Duh.
Duh.
Question 5. What game is this audio clip from? Is it A, Battle Cars? Is it B, Buggy Boy? Is it C, Mario Kart? Or is it F? No. Is it D?
Is it F? A, B, C, F.
I done good at school, man.
That's today's outtakes. Question 5. What game is this audio clip from? Is it A, Battle Cars? Is it B, Boogie Boy? Is it C, Mario Kart? Or is it D, F-Zero?
Booyah!
Don't know why I did that.
I just wonder.
Let's look up the answers.
Yay, answers!
Question 1. What game is this audio clip from?
Stage is set, the green flag drop. Jake fades into last. Jake slams into first.
Maltby said A and B, Rock and Roll Racing.
I meant B, I think.
Dink said Rock and Roll Racing. You were both right. Question 2. Which of these is not an item in Mario Kart?
No fucking idea.
Maltby said Blue Shell. Dink said, Fireflower. Dink is correct. Fireflower.
What does a blue shell do then?
It takes out person in first. It's the most infuriating object in any game.
Alright, I don't.
All the items are in the Mario Kart games, but Fireflower isn't in the 64 version.
Oh.
Question 3. What game is this audio clip from?
No idea.
Maltby said Daytona USA. Dink said Daytona USA. You were both right.
Yeah.
Daytona.
Is that the one that's in arcades all the time?
Yeah.
From when we were kids.
Yeah.
Still didn't know. I guessed that one then.
Question 4. Which of these is not a playable character in Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing? Maltby said Toe Jam and Earl. Dink said Banjo-Kazooie.
Oh! Piss flaps! I didn't get a question properly!
Bob is right.
Oh!
Did I do that?
They were going to be in the game, but due to licensing at last minute, they had to be taken out.
Hang on. Why are Banjo-Kazooie in Sonic and All-Star?
Because it's only in the Xbox version. Toe Jam and Earl's not in any version.
Yeah, but it's Sonic and Sega.
Yeah.
And Banjo-Kazooie were a Nintendo game, weren't it?
Pretty much.
That's why I reacted like I did when you said... Because I didn't hear you say Sega first time. It's fine. It's fine.
Toad of an Earl was going to be in it, but at last minute, they had to put it out.
Daytona.
Ah, good. You can cut my random shouting of piss flaps out of here, then. Because I thought, when as soon as you said it, then it clicked, but they're not Sega characters, why would they be in it? But no, never mind.
No, I'm tempted to keep that, because you never hear that in quiz games.
What, piss flaps?
Question 4, you said, piss flaps.
It's true.
Question 5. What game is this audio clip from? Maltby said F-Zero. Think said F-Zero, you are both right.
The draw again, then, isn't it?
Yep, it's a draw.
Tiebreaker.
Hey, we've actually got one this week.
No.
You think you'd like to figure one out, just in case.
Right.
Do you know next time when you do...
It's happened three times now.
I know. Do you know next time you do it, when you're at, like, six questions?
Yeah.
Just ask us five and leave one behind, just in case.
Yeah, but what if you get that one right? Well,
that's true. Have a look at, like, a random game, and then we can guess, like, year when it was released or something like that. The closest one wins.
Gonna be it. There we go. It's going to be a quick one, because it's going to be easy to find out otherwise.
Yeah, no Googling.
Question 6, bonus round.
Tiebreaker, you prat.
Tiebreaker, bonus, where does it matter?
Different things.
Question 6, for the win. Which year was Boogie Boy released?
What the fuck is Boogie Boy?
What's Boogie Boy? That's twice it's been mentioned tonight.
Don't even know what the game is.
I can't paste a link without giving you an answer.
Who's going first, me or you?
Both go.
I'll just put in a number in your thing.
Oh, alright, we're typing it in, are we?
Yeah.
What year was it released?
Yeah, obviously it starts with 19.
I'd guess that much.
Have a guess, doesn't matter.
You were fucking stabbing dark, right? I don't even know what console it was released for.
I'm gonna say that, but you interrupted.
Oh, sorry.
It's Amiga.
Oh shit, well I'm on a shot then, aren't I?
Now we don't know what Dink entry is.
That's true.
Right. Question was, what year was Boogie Boy released?
Because it's Boogie Boy.
Maltby said 1993. Dink said 1992.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
It was 1985.
Oh,
I was skinned
him by one.
I was 1 year old. What the fuck am I supposed to remember Boogie Boy?
Actually, I had it on Amiga as well.
Did you?
Yeah.
I can't remember playing that once. I don't remember that even slightly.
That's the end of the quiz. Dink won. Say hello, Dink.
Hello, why? He's won.
Join us.
Say hello.
Why would he say hello? Hello.
Hello. Goodbye.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Join us next time when we might have a different quiz. If, for some reason, you enjoy listening to this, then feel free to leave us an iTunes review and check out our YouTube channel on youtube.com/KPPcast.